Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus. Pleased to have with us back in the studio once again, Dr. Matt Taylor and Kelly Ray Cooper from Taylor Hearing Centers.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Y'all are ready to go.
Totally ready.
Merry Christmas.
Finally.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Can you believe it?
Made it through Thanksgiving, still stuffed. It's great.
Hey, good to know. And let me be the first to remind everyone of the 24 hours of Christmas music. As always, the tradition on KTLO FM that you hear sponsored exclusively by Taylor Hearing Centers. We appreciate that.
Well, we're happy to spread the joy and cheer and love. And
I'm not tired of the Christmas music yet.
No, not yet.
Not yet. And but then, like, right then on Christmas Eve, you're like, that's all you want to listen to again. You
know,
but
we'll
then
there's that. In a couple weeks.
There's that little time period where it's like, can we have some Elton John maybe? Just
that's
a little
right.
something.
Just a little something.
What's going on these days at Taylor Hearing Centers?
Well, we've been pretty busy.
Crazy busy season.
Yeah, we've had a lot going on.
Promos happening in December.
Yeah, holiday stuff and, special items that you know you might not normally think of that somebody would want for Christmas, like custom made headphones for iPad or iPods and all that fun stuff and MP3 players and whatever you got you're plugging into now. I've got a set of them called Tunes, and they're my go-to. You know, I've messed with the noise canceling headphones and some of those slick headphones that Sennheiser and Bose and Zeke puts out, but I'll tell you, my go-to is back to the Tunes. Even when I'm on an airplane, they seem to block everything out really good.
Total noise cancellation.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, even my son has been begging me for a set of those right now, and I'm like, your ears are still growing, so until they stop, you know, then we'll go to that.
Wireless technology.
We've got a lot of wireless technology stuff, especially with the hearing aids now.
One wouldn't think of a hearing aid as a great Christmas gift, but I honestly know a couple people that could use one.
Yes. Well, and the Sennheisers are the equivalent of TV ears, and they work off of
FM
signal, so you don't have to have a direct line of sight. Nothing's infrared, and they have a really new, sleek look. They're lightweight. They look a little bit like a stethoscope. And you can be, I think the range is
like 100 feet.
Even further.
Yeah.
I think it's 200 feet now.
I think the new ones are further, yeah.
And you can walk anywhere in the house and still hear the TV. And it is an amazing gift. It's really great, especially for those that you roll up in their driveway. And you can tell that somebody probably is experiencing a hearing loss because the windows are rattling because the TV is so loud. So those are really great. And they have a nice, sleek look, really, really lightweight.
And that's something that we can get for someone. They don't have to be present. There's no fitting required or anything like that. We could purchase that
Correct.
On our own
Absolutely.
And give it to them. Hard to set up.
No,
it's literally plug the two wires into the back of the TV, plug the charger base into the wall, and move on about business.
And charge them up.
Charge them up. But you can leave them overnight, and they charge on the chargers. And I got them from my parents a few years ago. Greatest gift I ever gave them.
You know, and speaking of things you can charge, now we have rechargeable hearing aids.
Yes.
Which I recently got my new set
that's
of
a big
rechargeable
deal.
Hearing aids.
That's a really big deal. So no more batteries.
No more batteries. You have a nice little charging box that you plug them into. It takes about 3.5 hours for a full charge. Plug them in, put them in there at night. In the morning, you're good to go.
How does
all
the box
long.
Work? Is it like the AirPods where the case is always charging, or is the box like plugged in?
Well, the box is plugged in,
okay.
But the company that we get them from, Starkey, their charging box has an internal battery. So if you're...
If you lose power,
gotcha. Or let's say you're camping, you're going to be away from power for a few days. The box will still charge the hearing aids.
And the beautiful thing about the charger, I don't know, I think it's great, and patients have really commented on it, is there's a small magnetized piece in the bottom, so when you go to set your hearing aid, it just clicks in, which is really amazing, so that it's not loosely fitting and you're not worried about if it's not going to hold a charge, because that magnetic strip or piece in the bottom just sucks it right in there, and it's perfect.
Yeah, that's been pretty nice, as well as the built-in dry kit inside the box.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned the internal battery already. Mm-hmm. The plug also, I think you can, you know, if you undo the plug, it's got a USB.
It's got a USB.
And, you know, to plug in like the car or, you know.
Or whatever you need.
Computer maybe even.
Yes.
How often do you recommend cleaning both the device and the charging station themselves? Because, like, I know it's not the equivalent, but, like, if you look at a case for AirPods, I mean, they get dirty.
Yeah. I mean, the case, I guess it just depends when it starts to look like it needs
a little crusty.
Now, the hearing aids, I would recommend cleaning those every morning before you put them in. There's also a nice little brush built into the box.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So you can just take that out, brush them off really quick.
Mm-hmm. Can you use anything to clean them, or do you have special wipes that you prefer? Or
there are some special wipes. There's some audio wipes, and you can purchase them from us. They're so minimal. There's so much less now to have to worry about or mess with. And
yeah. I wouldn't spray anything on them. I've had some patients, you know, over the years with some really interesting stories as to what they've used on the hearing aids. And then they bring them in and it's like, well, it worked before I did that. And it's like, please don't spray anything on them. No WD-40 or honing oil or, you know, anything like that. Just, you know, take a tissue and wipe them off, brush them off. If you're going to use something, we've got some disinfectant spray. You can spray on a cloth, or the audio wipes are really nice. They come in a, you know, a tub of them or individual for traveling. Those are pretty nice as well. So, but yeah, I'd recommend every morning just brushing them off really quick.
And then, of course, you're going to come in for your follow-up visits. We're going to want to see you every 3 to 4 or 4 to 6 months, depending on what your circumstances are. And we like to see you, and we're going to deep clean those hearing aids with the tools that we have in the office. And we're going to clean your ears, and we're going to take care of you for the life of the hearing aid in and out of warranty.
Yep. That's good, Kelly.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's great. So one of the things I want to go back to is you mentioned wireless. We were talking about wireless. Like, my hearing aids communicate back and forth to each other. So when I adjust one side, I've got one side set up for volume. So when I adjust that, both of them are in sync and they adjust together. On the other one, I have it set up for different listening environments. Like, I have one for normal, everyday. I've got one for when I'm in a busy environment. So the crowd noise or the restaurant noise starts going up. I hit that button and it's a totally different frequency response for that environment. And the microphones, there's two microphones on each hearing aid, so they adapt differently in each program to each environment.
Do you control that on the device? Do you control it on your phone? I mean, how does that work?
Actually, I can control it both places. Because they are Bluetooth, I have mine connected to my iPhone, so I can make several. I mean, there's a whole plethora of adjustments that I can make with the phone. I can also take phone calls from my iPhone through my hearing aids, which is nice because now I'm hearing, like, my mom lives 800 miles away. I talk to her pretty much every night, and I can hear her in both ears, which helps my understanding of what she's saying a lot better because I'm using both ears. She's in stereo, and the communication is just a whole lot easier that way.
You're never going to miss any more calls. Well, I mean, seriously.
Yeah, no excuse.
Can't tell mom you didn't see her call.
And no. I will seriously tell you, even patients who have the old flip phones will go buy a new phone because they are so excited that they can now hear on the phones. We just had a patient in today that went and got a new phone because he's like, yep, we're going to hook that up. Went and got his phone. He was disgruntled about taking forever to get it. Came back in the office. We set it immediately, called him, and he's like, this is the coolest thing ever. I can't wait for the grandkids to call me. And I mean, how exciting is that? That for this Christmas season, his grandkids are going to call him, and he's not going to miss a word. He's not going to say what. He's not going to ask them to repeat themselves. He's going to hear it all. And he lit up literally like a Christmas tree. It was fantastic.
That happens to you guys almost every day. Seriously.
It's really fun.
It's such a special relationship you get to have.
I mean, it's amazing when you take a patient and they've been struggling for so long and you first turn things on, you know, and you watch their face. And I always love when they come back in for checkups and it's like, okay, tell me one thing that you really noticed this week that you haven't been hearing, you know, and all the unique things that they mentioned that they completely forgot about, because for most of us, the hearing loss doesn't happen overnight. If it does, get treatment right away. It's a gradual thing over could be many years, and little sounds, things, they slip away and you don't even realize it. And then when we bring all this back, it's like I had a patient tell me he was sitting at the table in the dining room and he couldn't figure out what this sound was he kept hearing. And he walked in the kitchen and here it was water boiling on the stove.
Mm-hmm. He hadn't heard it.
Yeah.
He hadn't heard it.
He was like, I haven't heard that in years. Or it could be something like the microwave going off. You know, I remember my grandmother would miss the beep on the microwave, and later that night we'd find her coffee cup in there.
Does it help husbands hear the dryer go off? Because they never seem to hear that. If it does, I'm in. Just,
okay.
I'm in.
Well, we could work on that one.
Yeah, come on.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting once again with Kelly Ray Cooper and Dr. Matt Taylor of Taylor Hearing Centers. Always accepting new patients. Call them today, 870-232-4256.
Good job.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
I had to look down at my notes. That's the only notes I wrote down for this show was the phone number.
Great. I love it.
We have so many phone numbers now.
I know. But you know what you can also do? You can drive by the clinic.
Yep.
You can stop in. You can talk to you guys. You got hot cookies ready
That's
for everybody.
Right.
This time
I was
going to
say, come in, have cookies and coffee anytime. We love when people just stop in to say hi, sit and visit.
I love it when our patients don't have an appointment and they come in for coffee and cookies. It's so fun.
Yeah. It is an absolute lost part of customer service. To have a place that you can just go in, sit down, ask questions. If you have any question whatsoever about any wearable technology, your hearing aids, an appointment, your insurance. Kelly Ray is the insurance goddess.
Absolutely.
Self-proclaimed insurance goddess. I mean, any of those things, you can always go by Taylor Hearing Centers and talk to them, ask them questions. Kelly, it's your favorite part.
It is my favorite part. You know, we talked about follow-up visits and those kind of things right before we went to break, and I just want to touch on that. We're going to take care of you for the life of the hearing aid. And Matt had talked about the first time he turns them on and gets them dispensed to those hearing aids, and they light up, and it's so exciting. My favorite part is the follow-up when they come in at 3 months and 6 months and 9 months, because you watch them. They speak more clearly. They enunciate. People that were initially withdrawn because they hadn't understood or heard in so long, when they come in at 3 months and they're, you know, they stand up a little straighter and they speak a little clearer, that is the fun part for me, because that means it made a difference. It has changed their daily environment.
And when they tell you that, you know, they've started going back to do the things that they were doing that hearing loss took away from them. You know, they're going back to church and they're going to Sunday school or Bible study, and they're going back to their social groups, like, you know, all the clubs and organizations and groups we have around here. I mean, there's something for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, there really is. And there's no reason to be withdrawn and isolated, you know, especially here. We are so blessed in Mountain Home.
Just a beautiful area to live in. But for me, that's the fun part, is when they come back in. We had one lady that she wrote on her intake form when she came in that she was coming in for an earring test. She hadn't heard an H in 30 years. And to watch her progression and her speech over the next few months with her follow-ups was fantastic. And she said, you know, I feel really dumb that I wrote that. And I said, don't feel dumb. How great is it now? And she's like, I had no idea what I was missing. So that's the fun part for me, because that's when I get to light up, because we've really made a huge difference in their daily life. And the end of the year is coming, guys. Insurance benefits change.
That was my next question.
Come see me.
Yes,
come
that was my
me.
Next question.
Come see me.
What do we need to know about our insurance changes?
Oh, man, there's so many things that have happened with open enrollment. I already I made a couple of phone calls even back in November, and they said, we do have benefits coming, but we can't discuss those with you until the beginning of the year. And so there are some benefits that are going to be available. I want to caution you, there's a lot of insurance companies that don't actually have monies allocated, but they will offer for you to go through a discount program, which that lower price maybe initially looks really pretty, but in the end, over time, the little fine print on all of those contracts of those discount programs is you have to pay for office visits. You have to pay for us to make any adjustments to your hearing aids. You have to pay to have wax removed from your ears. So if there's really no money that your insurance company is going to pay and you're going to be out of pocket, please come see me first because I can put you in a really nice hearing aid for those kind of things. Before you sign on that dotted line and get locked in with them, come find out what Taylor Hearing Centers can do for you.
And also, a side note to that, be leery of postcards that you receive in the mail if you want to buy a hearing aid device.
Oh, yes.
And then take it to a clinic to have mm-hmm. it serviced.
Yes.
There's no free lunches.
There is no free lunches. And you know, there are a lot of things and a lot of specials out there. You can buy hearing aids over the internet. You can buy eyeglasses. And, you know, I'm sure that there's a lot of devices, but I always joke with my patients and say, would you order your dentures over the internet? Because if you would, maybe this isn't the place for you. But you don't understand. We custom fit them to you. These are custom fit to your hearing loss, to your needs, and every ear is just like a fingerprint. No two are the same. So please come and see us so that we can really specially fit them for you and for your hearing loss and for your lifestyle.
You know, I want to go back to what you were saying a little bit ago. I mean, I don't want people out there to think immediately, well, I can't afford it. You know, we have so many programs and so many ways to help people now. Mm-hmm. The worst thing you could do is not to at least find out and get the information. I mean, we've been in the business of doing this for a long time. Like you said, Kelly Ray is my insurance goddess. We have studied programs. Mm-hmm. You know, we're part of such a huge network that, you know, we will dig and find the information and exhaust everything we possibly can to get you the help you need, you know, so that you can stay active, not have to withdraw and isolate, you know, and not lose out on life.
For sure. Well, and I would just like to say that there's some sort of preconceived notion that every hearing aid costs $5,000. Come see us at Taylor Hearing Centers. That is not true. I mean, that is just the number that seems to be stuck in everybody's head. Well, my cousin bought one hearing aid and they spent $5,000 an ear out in California. Well, that might be some California prices, but that is not here, Mountain Home, Arkansas prices at all.
Kelly Ray Cooper and Dr. Matt Taylor of Taylor Hearing Centers. Again, give them a call, 870-232-4256. Again, that's 870-232-4256. 4256. Don't be alarmed. That is a local phone number. 232 is the new three-digit
prefix.
Prefix. Thank you. You knew I was struggling to find that word. That's the new prefix. That's the new 425. So don't worry about it. Don't be alarmed. Hey, I have to ask you before we end the show, favorite Christmas tradition you can share with us?
Baking cookies with the kids. Absolutely. My favorite.
Favorite cookies. What kind of cookies do you make? Or do you do like the sprinkles? I mean, you get after it?
Well, we make shortbread cookies, and it is truly a recipe from a little lady in Australia where my mom went to go work on her ranch straight out of college. And Mrs. Tout's shortbread cookies are legendary.
Real deal.
They are.
Yeah. Real deal. Little buttery pillows of heaven.
They are. They are. I would have to say going to Children's Mass on Christmas Eve and to see the nativity play.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Don't forget to tune in to the 24 hours of Christmas music on KTLO FM 97.9, sponsored exclusively by Taylor Hearing Centers. Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO.